This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, July 1st, 2021. We continue on Lamed Amud Aleph 30A, the second section, the green text. All right, so yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda told us two things. All right, the first thing he told us was the limitation of you can't have two food items. Erev Tisha B'Av is only at the Sudal HaMafseket, and it's only in the afternoon. Right, we said we need both of them, because if it had just told us Sudal HaMafseket, I might have thought that was any time during the day. Even in the morning, if that's your last meal, you're done. Comes to teach us only in the afternoon. Now we pick up with the green text. Be'iyash me'ina mishe sha'os ulamala. If he had just told us from six hours and on, from halachic noon and upwards, haba amina, I would have thought afila bisuda she'eno mafsikba. Even any meal at that time period, even not suda hamafsekit, would be subject to that limitation. Kamash milan bisuda hamafsikba. It comes to teach us it is only the suda which you stop, right? That's the last suda before Tisha B'Av. Why he didn't just tell us both at the same time? That's a fair and good question. That would have saved us a little bit of time, but okay. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra. All right, we have a Braisa that's like the first Lashon. We have a Braisa that's like the second Lashon, right? Both Memras of Rabbi Yehuda. So let's see. Tanya Kalishna Basra. The Braisa that is like the second Memra of Rabbi Yehuda goes as follows. Hasoed Erev Tisha B'Av. If you are eating an Erev Tisha B'Av, im asid lisod su'uda acheres. If you are going to have another meal after that, mutar lechol basar v'lishtos yayin. You're allowed to eat meat and drink wine. V'im lav asar lechol basar v'lishtos yayin. But if you're not going to have another meal, i.e. this is the Sudat HaMafseket, then you cannot have meat and wine at that meal. Right? That is the second memra of Rabbi Yehuda, that the prohibitions only apply to Sudat HaMafseket and not to any other meal. And we have a Braisa, Tanya Kalishna Kama, right? That is the cutoff is Chatzos, right? So Tanya Kalishna Kama, Erev Tisha B'Av Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tavshilin. Person should not have two different kinds of food. Lo yochal basar v'lo yishteh yayin, right? You should not eat meat or drink wine. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer yishaneh. Right? Shimon ben Gamliel says it's not a full-on prohibition, but you should limit it. Change the quantities which you eat. Limit it a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yehuda keitzad mishaneh. How do you change those quantities? Im haya ragil le'echol shnei tavshilin, yochal min echad. Right, if you were going to usually eat two different types of foods, so eat one. V'im haya ragil lisod be'asara, if you were going to usually have 10 meals, 10 types of food. Sorry. Im haya ragil lisod be'asara b'nei adam. Right, if you can have a meal with 10 different people, so'ed be'chamisha. Right, so you have a meal with 5 people. If you used to drink 10 cups of wine, that's a lot of wine. Shoseh chamisha, only drink 5 kosos, right? 5 cups. Bamed varim amurim. When is this all true? Mishesh sha'os ulemala. That's only true. All of these changes one's supposed to make, right? Or the prohibition is from 6 hours and on, from halachic noon and upwards. Aval mishay sha'os ulamata, but in the morning of Erev Tisha B'Av mutar, it is permitted. That is lishna kama of Rabbi Yehuda, that the deciding line is chatzos, is 6 hours, right? Not sudat HaMafseket. So we have prices that support both memras of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya idach, we have another braisa. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. Right, a person should not eat two different kinds of food. Lo yochal basar v'lo yishteh yayin. Don't eat meat. Don't drink wine. Divrei Rabbi Meir, so says Rabbi Meir. For the Chachamim's position, come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.